Hey everybody, welcome to episode 28 of CosPod, the All Things Cosplay Podcast. Stop laughing at me!
Well, if you do something to make me laugh, I'm going to laugh. That's just how it is.
It's so mean.
I'm laughing with you, clearly, because you are also laughing, madam.
This is why Val doesn't do the intro.
This is why she makes me always do the intros, because I can sit there and I can just whip it off and not care.
Whereas I'm just a big goober.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, you know what it is? It's mostly for editing purposes, because I do a countdown, and Amber basically counts down the numbers, and I hold out my hand so I know exactly where to cut it. And so if anything changes or deviates from that plan, my brain gets really screwed up, so it has to be consistent.
Yeah, because she's hosting the recording this time, I made her do the intro. Just because I'm lazy, and I admit it, and that's okay.
And that's okay. Everybody's lazy.
At any rate, welcome to our listeners. We have a great show for you today. Unfortunately, our plans for the roundtable kind of fell through just a little bit as a... Well, long story short, we were unable to get a hold of the people with which we were going to do the roundtable.
Sad face.
So instead, we will have a couple of segments for you today. One of them is basically how to budget and take that budget and go shopping at a local hobby store. And we will have a little bit of talk on supposedly our progress on cosplay.
Hey, I've made a lot of progress today. Thank you.
For the conventions that are coming up within a couple of months here. We'll also have a product review on an allegedly fantastic sewing machine. And then we'll end with our usual complete crazy tangents.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. So, of course, with that said, we should probably lead off with the contest that is still going.
Yes.
And that is the iTunes contest. So... if you have a login on iTunes, please feel free to head over to our podcast, which is CosPod on iTunes, and rate and review us. Now, it doesn't have to be a 5-star review. It doesn't have to be, you know, a rave review. It just has to be constructive. You can't just put, this show rocks, which, well, that's great. It's not quite what we're looking for. The reason we do this is because the more reviews and ratings we get, the more visible we are on iTunes, so the more listeners we'll get. Because we'll show up higher on the list. So, yes, please rate and review us, as that helps us get listeners. So, yay, that's what we want.
We want more listeners. We want more people watching our crazy antics.
Yes, that contest will go until the end of February. Why so long? Because Amber's going back to school and won't really have as much time to adjudicate it as she probably should. So I'm going to let it run a little bit on the long side. But hey... you know, if you write a review for us and you rate us, there's one of two soundtracks for free in the mix for you. What could be better than free soundtracks?
I was going to say, you can't miss.
Yeah. So, yes, please. Go to iTunes, rate and review us. But, aside from that, anything else?
I think we're good. I think it's time for us to roll out the Joannes.
Let's go.
Mental math. In fact, you know what? I have a pencil here and I have paper.
I can give you my phone. It has a calculator on it.
If I can't add basic numbers in my head, I have more problems.
Okay. Valerie can't add basic numbers in her head.
So the big cuts.
Hey, Potters. Amber here. I'm the one behind the camera this time.
Yay. I'm
Val.
Driving. Welcome to my mafia car.
So, we're off to Joann's today, and this isn't just to show you us shopping. There's actually a point to this. It has a cosplay point.
We have a point! Yay!
Yeah. So, we will be heading off to do our, I guess not annual pilgrimage, because we do one of these, like, every
couple
2 weeks, months.
It's been a while since we've gone.
Cosplayers spend a lot of time going to fabric and hobby stores and shopping, so...
this was supposed to be the Hobby Lobby trip, but this got turned into the Joann's trip.
Yeah.
25% off coupon.
Yes, and that's actually part of the point of why we're doing this, is because there are coupons. So, of course, we have both... did you draw up your budget plan?
Of course I did.
So, of course, the first thing that you do is figure out how much of what you need at the store, whether it's fabric, cording, thread, whatever. And you write this all down on a list. And, of course, I actually have a written list here.
I have mine.
Val's driving, so she may not be able to pull hers out.
No.
So, we wrote down everything that we needed first. And then the second thing that you do after you've written down all of what you need and planned it out is to figure out how much money you have, which is a very important thing to do because the store is not going to give you free fabric normally.
Unless you're really nice and you start begging and pleading.
and even then that may or may not work. So you figure out how much money you have to take with you to the store, and this is where the coupons come in, of course, and this is why you usually try and plan around sales, because Joann's has a 25% off your entire purchase sale on top of sale prices. So you can end up getting something like 60 or 75% off of a lot of the things that you purchase with the other coupons. So it tends to be a lot more budget friendly if you plan around sales. And if you ask around people who regularly shop there, generally they can tell you when the sales are. And for a lot of hobby stores, it ends up being around the holidays. So things like New Year's, President's Day, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Basically all of the major, at least in the US, holidays, they'll all run sales just to try and get you to come in and spend money. And usually they succeed, at least as far as we're concerned. So needless to say, we're going during a sale to try and save a little bit of money on the fabrics that we're going to be getting. So what are you going to be getting today?
I actually have to get a lot of like accessories. Like I need button covers. I need to get some more interfacing. It's a lot of little things. I luckily do not need fabric.
Ah, lucky duck. Sadly, Amber is here mostly for fabric. Because I have a different project this time. This actually has nothing to do with cosplay, in that I am making my second quilt in my life for my bed.
Yay.
Because I need something to cover my bed because it's cold. So I will be making a quilt, and I need a lot of fabric with which I will make a whole bunch of teeny tiny little squares and sew them together. At least that will be easy.
It'll be really easy.
But to be fair, the reason I'm doing that and not the cosplay I'm working on is because I have not actually planned out exactly how much fabric I need for that yet, which is a very important thing to do in budgeting. Yes, you can take a shorthand guess if you really want to, and half the time that works, and you'll end up with a little bit of extra, and half the time it doesn't work, and you're short, and then you have the issue of dye lots, which, for those who don't know, fabric is dyed in what they call a lot or a group. And they put it all in the same vat at the same time, and they dye it for the same amount of time, so it all comes out the exact same color. And so if you have fabric that's dyed, you know, 5 seconds longer than the next batch, they're different colors. And when you're short fabric, you have to watch and make sure you're getting the exact same color under the same light that you'll be using it. Because I think we've both done that. I think we've both had issues getting the wrong dye lot. Especially under the artificial light that is Joann's and Hobby Lobby. So it's a lot better to actually figure out exactly how much fabric you need and then add a little extra than it is to try and take a guess. And so since I'm still patterning for my first costume, I decided not to go ahead and get fabric for it just yet until I'm more sure of what I need. So yeah, we are off to Joann's, and we will not film us driving, so...
You don't want to see the beauty that is the Texas highway.
Yeah, we'll catch you listeners in a few minutes when we actually get to Joann's. So then, right now my budget is sitting at 41, and that's without 25% off. So I don't have enough to get batting this time. So, yeah, that's one of the things about budgeting, is I know that I've only got $50 to spend. Right now my budget is sitting at $41. The batting is 20. I don't have enough this time, so... That happens in cosplay. You may have to come back to get something later on if you just can't afford it right now.
Or in this case, a quilt.
Well, I would be doing the exact same thing for cosplay, too.
Yeah.
You know, if I only have a budget of $40 and it's going to cost me $60, I'll just wait. Or I'll get it in pieces.
This is
why you plan in advance.
Yeah.
Because if my cosplay were due in a week, I wouldn't have that luxury. with 3-6 months, you have the luxury of getting it in pieces and coming back whenever there's a sale. Yeah. And when you have money.
And when you have money. This is why Val takes an entire year to make a cosplay sometimes. Because money, money, money talks.
Money does in fact talk.
It says nasty things sometimes.
In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, okay. Do you know about how much crochet hooks are?
No, I do not. I have not had to purchase any in a long, long time.
Let's say $5. Well, let's say $4, because that'll make even math. Because that's 45, and let's say that I ended up getting the $20 batting. So that's 65.
There are numbers on the paper.
Numbers on the paper.
Even though I'm holding this upside down.
So. And then a quarter of that is about 16. So if I subtract 16, that's what, 49? So I would be right in budget, but that doesn't include tax.
No, it doesn't include tax.
I mean, I could afford to spend a couple extra bucks on top of the 50 I have, like a couple. But yeah, I don't get paid until this coming Friday. So I have to be really careful about how much I spend today, because I need groceries too, and groceries are very important for cosplaying, because you need food and fuel while you are sewing.
You need food to live.
Yes, and you also need drink, by which I mean non-alcoholic drink,
water,
juice, milk. Yeah, those are kind of necessities too, so I have to watch what I budget here, because I have other things I have to pay for, like insurance and rent, and utilities.
Welcome to being an adult.
Yeah, because utilities power my sewing machine, which makes my cosplay, so...
And tomorrow, next episode, I will teach Amber how to hand sew when she doesn't have electricity.
Amber knows how to hand sew. Amber just doesn't bother hand sewing when I have a sewing machine sitting right there. Do you know how much faster it is with a sewing machine?
Yes, I'm fully aware of this, since I have a very nice and fancy one now.
Yeah. Well, if nothing else, I can always tell them to take it off later at the register if yep. It ends up being too far out of my budget, which is also another nice thing about having electronic registers.
Yay!
They can take them off.
Yep.
Ooh, this one has a hole in it. Hand bag. Makes it easy to carry. Make sure. Whenever you purchase products, make sure you check the label to see that it's actually what you want. Just because it's in a bin doesn't mean it belongs in that bin. So if I'm looking for queen-size batting, I have to make sure this actually says queen-size batting, and not like twin-size batting. Because then I'll get home and go...
What was I thinking?
No, I'll go, why was that in the wrong bin? Why did I not check it before I bought it? Because now I have to go all the way back to the store, waste money on gas, and return it, and then get the right one.
Mm. Yeah. Or you can be like lazy, like most people, and just keep it and buy another one. Which, I don't know why people do that.
Yes. It occurs to me in my calculations I didn't actually include the cream cut.
Oh, whoops.
But, well... Well, we'll see what happens at the register at this point. I may just drop the crochet hooks.
And see, it depends on how much those are, yeah.
Well, the $5 will not quite cover the cream cut. Not quite.
No. All right, so if it's not down here,
well, it'll be
here.
And the accessories. So
we're going to go this way. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. There. Oh, they sell them one by one. Okay. I'm used to seeing them in a set.
So am I.
Oh, cute. You can get anodized chrome color ones.
I know, in multiple colors.
Yeah, see? They're about $2 a piece. I don't have to have special bamboo handles or anything like that. they really don't have to be that special.
That's funny.
Yeah, I can just wait on those, to be honest.
We even have plastic crochet hooks.
In fact, I budgeted $4, and they're $2 a piece, which would make them $4.
I'm so smart.
I'm or just so a really smart. Good guesser.
I am so smart. S-M-R-T.
Okay, I've got what I need, so it's your turn to go through your budget.
I need to go get my interfacing first, because then we'll just cut all the crap together. Okay, so here's... I'm going to have a moment and say that Amber is very brilliant and very creative and awesome as she shakes her head. Okay, so initially I needed to buy a lot of corset boning, not to make a corset, but to help make a wig. I'm going to have photos of this later. It'll make a whole lot of sense. And I'm trying to think of something different to use because it was kind of expensive. It's not on sale. And then she had the brilliant idea of plastic canvas.
Yep, because plastic canvas is somewhat stiff and still flexible.
Because I got to fill it up and it's got to be
cheap.
Covered. And it's cheap. And it's cheap. And I've used it before for a costume and I didn't even think about it. And basically I'm doing the exact same concept. So thank you.
So if you ever need something... supportive for under structure, you can always use plastic canvas and run wire through it.
I made a freaking jester's hat out of this stuff, and I didn't even think about it.
Oh, you may also want to look at sculpture mesh. They sell it in here with the paper mache.
That's true. I could always look at that, too.
Because that's not usually necessarily on sale, but it's a lot more stiff. It's a lot better for your structure than plastic canvas.
Yeah. And it's going to be weird because this thing's going to end up covered completely in paper mache, too. So I think on top of that with the steel wire.
Well, see, this is made of wire.
Yeah.
Made of steel wire. And it's meant to be paper mache'd over, so.
We can take a look at that, too.
Yeah, something to consider.
So this is what we're going to do. Amber is awesome. Thank you, Amber. And she salutes.
50% off went in with my batting. Instead of my purple cut.
Oh.
Which, Amber is very sad, because unfortunately, it happens, but the bolt that I picked out for the backing of my quilt had two different die lots on it, in two different segments, so I couldn't get 8 full yards of any, of either of the colors that they had, which was very sad.
And so, holy crap, it's still chilly out here.
It is rather chilly. And always a good thing to do is, save your receipt.
And double check it.
Yeah, check your receipt as soon as you get in the car to make sure that everything rang up at the price it was supposed to. And that they only rang you up for what you bought and not somebody else's stuff.
I've had that happen before.
And then if you ended up having coupons, make sure that the coupons actually rang up, that they actually gave you the discount instead of scanning them and having something not work. Because she actually had to hand key my coupons since the scanning barcode didn't work. So it's good to make sure that they're on here. And then keep this for at least, 90 days is the average?
Mm-hmm.
In case you have to return something.
Or you need to exchange or something.
Most places will not take cuts of fabric back unless they are completely unaltered. Like, you can't wash them, you can't cut them, you can't mark on them at all.
Right.
They have to be, like, clean so that they can resell them as remnants. But otherwise, they don't generally take cuts of fabric back. But pretty much anything else, as long as it's in sellable condition, they'll take back as long as you have a receipt. So, save your receipts.
Yeah. So, did you stay within your budget today?
Yes, I was $7 under my budget, but that was only because I did not get the backing cut that I needed, which made me very sad. And I don't know that she gave me the little flyer thing for the 50% off coupons for next weekend, so I'll have to wait till they email them to me. Again, I have to wait until they have a sale so that I can get these things on my budget. Because, yeah, I need food today. I need groceries. So I can't go over budget today. So,
and I definitely stayed under budget. It initially was supposed to only be $45, and I only spent $26. So thank you, Amber, for helping me save money. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, yes. I am good at saving people money. And also, if you go to stores, a lot of them have apps now. So if you have a tablet or a phone, go to whichever app store serves you, iTunes, you know, the Google Play Store, Android Store. And look for the app, because Joann's has an app where you can just download their coupons onto your phone or tablet of choice. Now, they don't have internet here, as I found out. I actually tried logging onto the Staples internet hotspot, which was right next door, but I didn't have enough internet strength. I didn't have enough signal strength, so I couldn't get the coupons that way. But yeah, check for apps, because sometimes they'll have exclusive coupons that are exclusive to their app, and you save even more money. And I'm all for saving money.
Yay!
As we know, so.
Thumbs up for money saving.
Yep.
So there was our glorious trip to Joann's.
Hopefully it was useful.
We'll have more budgeting tips later.
Yep. So now we are off on our boring drive back home.
Back down the highway.
And we're back! Yay! Hopefully our antics weren't too...
distracting?
Crazy. Yeah, distracting is a good word. We do actually try and make these somewhat educational when we do these crazy trips.
We try!
So hopefully you learned a little something from, you know, what it takes to write up a budget and go to the store and stay within that budget. Especially when it comes to cosplay, which can be really hard to do sometimes.
It can get really expensive.
It can get really expensive, and sometimes things just don't work out the way you wanted them to. Coupons don't scan. The coupon wasn't for the right thing, or it wasn't good for the right dates. Certain fabrics are on sale.
Some fabrics are not on sale, yeah.
And you didn't anticipate that, yeah. So, but budgeting for cosplay can be a little bit of an involved process. A lot of research. But, you know, if you do it right, it can save you a ton of money.
Yeah, this is why I bought all of my fabrics for my costumes up through A-Con at least a year in advance. It's taken up a lot of space, yeah,
but I'm probably saving a good $250-$300 because I bought everything so far in advance. I got things on sale when they were like 80-90% off. I mean,
mm-hmm. And buying in bulk for some things that you know you're going to use all the time can really save you a lot too.
Especially
like muslin and white and black broadcloth.
Yes.
So speaking of buying things for cosplay, which we have both done recently.
Yeah.
So how's your cosplay going? I understand you've been very productive.
I've been productive only today because I've been sick the past week. I have this thing where if I'm sick, I don't like to touch a lot of stuff. I like to try to keep into my little cocoon and just get myself better before I go back out in the world and start spreading my germs again. So I didn't really do a whole lot this week, but I've been really productive today. My room smells like leather, so I've been working on giant leather skirts and a bunch of leather belts and more leather belts and even more leather belts.
I think I scared my neighbors.
What did you do?
I have two swords sitting in my window.
Oh, that's where they're sitting.
Well, I have spent the last two weekends being very productive on my cosplay. I am using Featherweight's tutorial from cosplay.com for making swords, for making broadswords specifically. And eventually you guys will see that as a tutorial because unfortunately his tutorial doesn't seem to have real life pics. It just has sketches. So I'm going to hopefully elaborate a little bit on it. With real life pics, you can see exactly what I'm doing as I make these swords, but I'm really happy with how they've turned out thus far. The frame is done. Basically, I just have to seal and paint them and attach things like the handles, the hilts, and do the little designs. But I used E6000 for the foam, for the EVA foam.
Okay.
Billions to help them, you know, bind together around the dowel core, the tang. And so to make my apartment not smell like E6000, because I have very little ventilation, I opened my window because it's windy outside today, and I sat the swords in front of the window.
Mm-hmm.
And my two neighbors who live right across from me just went in and out and didn't even really look at me. So it was like...
I promise you, there's a reason for these. They're not real.
Well, the reason is I'm strange. I'm a cosplayer. That's reason enough.
That's what I do.
Yeah, so I just about finished the swords, which took a long time, mostly because I had to wait for spackling to dry. Spackling is one of the most awesome substances in cosplay. It's basically a filler. Usually you're supposed to use it to fill holes in your apartment walls after you've poked holes in them to hang up pictures.
Right.
Most people use toothpaste, and you're not supposed to use toothpaste to fill those holes. Spackling is just as cheap, if not cheaper. And it's what it's meant for. Don't use toothpaste, kids, to seal your apartment holes. Use spackling.
This message brought to you by Amber, the apartment police.
Well, we're not being sponsored by anybody, so why not be sponsored by whoever makes spackling? At any rate, if you've ever used foam board before, you'll notice that when you cut foam board, it tends to leave really kind of ragged edges. And spackling is really fantastic for filling those in, because spackling is basically just a filler.
Yeah.
And it smells disgusting.
Oh, it smells horrible.
It's actually, the fumes are actually toxic, so please don't sit there and sniff it. That's not what it's for. But anyways, it dries really quickly, so I used it, and that's why it took me so long to do the swords, is because I had to wait for the spackling to dry.
Sure.
Then I had to sand them, which took a long time too. But, you know, I could not be happier with them.
Well, good.
And I left a little hole in the bottom of them. They've got a... I guess they would be female ends, so that I can put a dowel rod in between them and make them a lance.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Because that's how her weapon is. And I used a pocket knife to saw off the dowel, because I don't have a hacksaw or a coping saw.
Hell yeah!
Thank God the dowel is only 3/8 inches diameter, because if it was any wider than that, I could not have cut through it. It took me frigging forever to saw through with a mostly blunt pocket knife through that dowel, and I didn't even saw all the way through it. I ended up just sawing enough so that I could break it off, and then I just sanded the edge. Kind of nice.
Nice. Way to be creative.
I cheated a little bit, but it's mostly because I'm half in pajamas right now, and I really didn't want to, you know, have to, you know, lock up my apartment, go get real clothes on, brush my hair, do all this stuff just to go all the way across town to Home Depot for a $6 hacksaw. I didn't really want to do that.
Pocket knife!
So I used a pocket knife. Which is fine, because my apartment has a very good variety assortment of cutting implements. I have a lot of knives, because I do a lot of cutting of foam board and foam and all sorts of things. And incidentally, yeah, vegetable knives are really great for cutting really straight edges on EVA foam. Just make sure you wash them after you've cut through foam. Don't use them to cut your dinner right afterward. But
and to say, yeah. I have a little mini toolkit for my laptop. It probably only cost me like $8 at Office Depot 7-8 years ago. I use it for all my cosplay craft now.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I have a massive toolkit. I have one of those 128-piece toolkits. It just doesn't have a hacksaw in it, which is kind of expected.
Yeah.
But when I go to the store next, I'm going to go ahead and get a mini hacksaw. Speaking of tools, we'll address this at the end when we do listener emails, but one of our listeners actually has questions about that. So now, with the rest of tonight, because it's only 5:30 in the evening as we're recording this, I still have ironing to do, because I'm trying to scrounge scrap fabric so I don't have to go to Joann's and buy all new fabric. That's the problem with cosplay. You make a costume, and then you end up with all this spare fabric that isn't really big enough for you to do anything with,
mm-hmm,
but you don't want to throw it away because it's waste. So you can either donate it, or you use it. And so I found an old cape that I had apparently ripped apart ages ago that is the exact color of broadcloth I need. So I ripped it apart, and now I get to iron out the pieces and see if the pieces are big enough for me to use to piece together my costume. It won't be as nice as if I had bought new fabric, but it's also a lot less wasteful.
And you feel so economically efficient.
Well, my checkbook doesn't feel lighter.
Yeah. I actually have a storage bin of just all of my remnant or random fabric that's too small to really use for something, but they're big enough pieces that I know I can make something out of them later.
I have 8 paper boxes full of scrap fabric.
Yeah, it is just ridiculous. I mean, this box of mine is...
I store them in gallon Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
Each color gets its own gallon Ziploc bag.
That's exactly what I do, too. I have everything separated by color and then the type of fabric that it is.
Yeah, so I will be using that and ironing it tonight. I probably won't be able to pattern tonight because I've run out of natural light, so I won't be able to see well enough to pattern. That's tomorrow, but I can iron it. And then I'm going to be done for the night. And then I will just sit there and go,
Time to take a break.
Yeah, Seif is going to be the only costume I get done for Alcon, because right after I'm done with Seif, I have to start on my stage cosplay for Akon.
Right.
It's like it never ends. Once you're done with one costume, you don't get to take a break.
There is no such thing as a break. That's why I got really cranky this week being sick, because it's like I don't have time to be sick and take a break. I need to do my crap.
Yeah, Amber goes back to school in 4 days, and that's going to effectively eat the rest of what free time I now have.
Yeah, exactly. I go back to classes in 3 days, too, so it's like, great.
Plus, our symphony season starts back up in 2 weeks, too. So, yeah, I get to spend all my extra free time that I don't have practicing my music.
Practicing and studying, yay!
Yeah, because... Well, we kind of need jobs.
Yeah.
So we have to keep studying and taking care of business and practicing.
Taking care of business every day.
Cosplay, okay. Musical.
We could totally have one of those one day.
No, thank you.
No. Was the montage segment not good enough for you? I thought that was great.
There's a reason I don't sing.
But you play a musical instrument.
I do play a musical instrument. I play several musical instruments.
I can play chopsticks on the keyboard. Both hands! Hell yeah.
Just no. Why don't we move on to our next segment before we go too far down this road?
Okay.
So now we're off to hear Val raving for the next few minutes about her sewing machine. Enjoy.
So for our product review today, I am going to show off my brand new super spiffy awesome sewing machine, the Viking Emerald 118. That thing. The thing that I cannot pronounce, and I won't even try to pronounce it. But it's a very handy, very spiffy, very awesome sewing machine, full of very awesome metal parts that you don't get from normal sewing machines. Now, the one thing that's great about this machine is that it's very, very heavy duty. It's meant to sew through like 5 or 6 layers of fabric, or 3 or 4 layers of leather, and still keep on trucking. Where in comparison to like some of the cheaper Singer and Brother machines you can get for like 120 to 150, those can only sew through 2 or 3 layers, and then you kind of have to force it through if you want to do anything else. Whereas this machine really is about getting things done. Not to mention very, very fast. I am in absolute love of this machine. I've only had it for almost a month, and it has been like the best thing that I've ever had. But because it is so heavy duty, it is also very, very pricey. Last check on Amazon.com, this ran for about $450. So it's one of those where you have to really, really want it, and it needs to be an investment piece. But because it is so expensive, it's actually a really good quality machine. This is probably a machine that I would have no problem dropping it on the floor, even concrete, and I know it'll still be in one piece. There's one little thing that I do think there is wrong with the design. It is this handle. This handle is made of plastic, and it is incredibly flimsy. I am just very grateful that so far I haven't had a need to carry it around, and it's just been sitting on my table. Otherwise, I would feel like the handle would fall off. The outer casing is plastic. It is a higher polymer of plastic, so it has some durability to it. But if you have a chance to actually break open the machine, which I'm not going to do because it's going to take a really long time and nobody wants to see that, the entire interior is all metal. It is completely metaled out, and then some. Whereas, and I can show you guys, this is my old Singer machine, much smaller. Almost all of the pieces that are in this particular machine are plastic. And it's a lower-end machine, so of course, I mean, you're going to use cheaper parts. I mean, it's still a good little machine for what it did, but now that I'm doing more fancier cosplay stuff, we need a real machine. So, of course, obviously, you have all of the wonderful buttons, knobs, turns, and types of stitching that you've got available. One of the things that I think is really cool is they have this little guide right here that tells you exactly what type of stitch that you need, what length the stitch needs to be, how tight things need to be, based off of the type of fabric that you're using. So they've got everything from cotton to knit fabric to using leather. And they also show you what type of foot you need to use when you swap them out of your machine. I mean, and of course you have your obvious things. You got the speed of your machine if you want to go really, really slow or really, really, really fast. I need to keep it in the middle. And then, of course, they give you all the options. And there's 9 different types of stitches that you can do here. Everything from a straight stitch to the zigzag stitch. There's a blind stitch and blind hem in here. And they also have the ability and the option, and they give you a small little darning plate, too, if you want to freehand embroider, which is pretty nifty. Another thing that is kind of cool about this machine, though I'm still a little iffy on, is it has the ability to automatically thread through your needle for you, which is just simply running the thread through and it'll pull it through the needle.
It's really simple, really easy, and it's one of the few plastic parts that's on here. My biggest qualm is the metal portion that actually pulls it through the needle also tends to fray the thread. And I use some pretty high quality thread that takes a lot of effort to break. So when this little metal piece breaks my thread, it's too much for me. So I still stick it through the hole in the old fashioned way. That's what she said. Ah, I had to go there. But let me give you guys a quick demonstration on how this puppy works. We're going to make it nice and simple and easy. So we're just going to do a simple straight stitch. We'll go a little fast on this. And it does have the option to start down or up. Oh, so awesome. It's basically doing stitching for me without even trying. Now, if I was being smart, I would use my guide. So let's do that. So simple, so easy. Not like I already don't know what I'm doing. And then, of course, you have your standard back stitch, too. How awesome! Now, it does have the little piece here that you can run your thread to cut off the excess thread. I'm just so old-schooled and old-fashioned, I like to use my scissors. But very nice, even, neat, simple stitches. I also love the fact that it is so quiet. My goodness! The only time I've ever had problems with the noise level is if the bobbin slips out of place and it just takes 5 seconds for me to pop open the top and then readjust it. It's really simple, really easy to take care of. So to have a non-noisy machine is ridiculously awesome. Another cool thing is, and I'm going to unhook the camera so that way you guys can see this. We're going to try to see this as best as we can. You can kind of see it here, and then along here on the plate, where it actually allows you to measure up your line so you know how much seam allowance you have. Very awesome. Another thing that I recently did this weekend was I cleaned out the machine because it started getting a little too much fuzz from a lot of leather that I had been sewing. The cleaning system is also really easy, really painless. It's a matter of just pushing a button, popping out the top, and then using this nice little brush that it comes with you, comes with the system. Overall, I'm really in love with this machine. Because it is so heavy duty, I know that I can do a lot of work with it and not have to worry about things screwing up, which has been a blessing and then some. I've actually gone through some costumes that I was making with my old machine, took out all the stitches, and then redid them on this machine. It has made my stretch fabric so much nicer and neater and cleaner with the seams. I've even been able to do some serging with this, with the zigzag stitch, which I never thought I could do with a normal machine. I thought I'd always had to have a serger, but no, there's ways to fake the serging on this sucker, and it'll do it beautifully, like butter. It's fantastic. So I would strongly recommend people get this machine if you're looking for a heavy-duty, high-quality machine. I know this is something that I am probably going to have for a good decade before I even consider giving it up. It is just that awesome and that easy to use. Other than my complaint of the stupid handle and the stupid metal piece with threading the needle that breaks my thread. But other than those two issues, I am incredibly happy that I've got this machine as a gift.
Yay, we're back!
We're back!
I won't make a comment about spending many minutes raving about a sewing machine.
I think you understand the quality of the machine and how fantastic that it is. I will point out, I mean, there are some flaws here and there, sure.
There is great value to having a quality sewing machine.
Sewing machine, absolutely.
Even if it's not for cosplay, if you use it for basic things like making clothes or sewing baby blankets or quilting, it's mm-hmm. still a really good idea, if you can afford it, to get a quality sewing machine.
Right. That's always the problem.
And they do go on sale periodically. So if you're looking for one, just keep an eye on the local ads. Or Craigslist, or eBay, or anywhere else where they sell.
Wherever.
Yeah. Or even Goodwill, Salvation Army. Your local church. They may have sewing machines.
But they won't take your stuffed animals.
Well. All right. So now we have shout-outs.
Yay!
Why don't we start out with our buddy Pharaoh?
Our buddy.
Happy 10-year anniversary!
Yay! Happy 10 years!
Yeah,
I feel younger than you, even though I know I'm older than you.
It's a real accomplishment when you hit 10 years of cosplay. It really is, especially if you can stick with it consistently that long. Because, you know, you have to make it through people calling you weird things and people looking at you in weird ways and people saying weird things about you.
Constantly. So, there's no escape.
Yeah, so to be able to get through that and do it for 10 years and still come out loving it, you know,
pretty awesome.
Yeah, so props for that. Congrats on reaching 10 years and now being a Crunchyroll ambassador, which
Yay!
I highly endorse Crunchyroll.
We love the Crunchyroll, even though they're not a sponsor, but that's okay.
Yeah, they're not sponsoring us. We are not sponsored by anybody except for Epic Cosplay, and that's for our contests. But otherwise, we are not sponsored. And that's mostly so that we don't end up being beholden to anybody. We don't want to be biased when we, you know, give tutorials or product reviews or things like that. So that aside, yes, Amber does enjoy Crunchyroll. Because anime is a good thing.
Anime keeps us sane.
Well, it may... Okay, no, never mind. Amber is not sane. And neither am I. Anyways.
I see what you did there.
We should also give shout-outs to the listeners that wrote into us.
We've had a lot of people write into us lately, so yay for that, too.
We really do enjoy it when you guys write in, so yes. I mean, we're not pretending to be happy. We really are happy that they wrote in. So.
I just feel bad that we don't respond to you guys faster than usual. I think because both Amber and I have been so ridiculously busy lately.
I responded to both.
Yeah, you did, and I did too. I just feel really bad that we don't respond quicker than usual.
But at any rate, we had a couple of people write in to us. The first one we had write in was Clinton. So shout out to Clinton. Thank you for
Hi
writing
again.
In. He basically wrote in to us about looking for other conventions to attend during the year. And we do welcome suggestions on conventions that, you know, you guys would like to see us at. The three things that we have to look at as to whether or not we actually go to a convention or not, the first one is, does it fit in our budget? Because, of course, we're both students, so that can be a little difficult at times. The second is whether or not it fits in our schedule, especially if it conflicts with another convention. And the third is travel, whether or not we can get there and have a hotel, have transportation while we're there. Basically, do the logistics work out. So, unfortunately, I know that I cannot attend Tokyo and Tulsa this year because we will probably be attending another convention that weekend as guests.
Right.
It's not confirmed, so we're not going to actually go too deeply into any details yet, but we will probably be at another convention that weekend. So, unfortunately, we can't attend Tokyo and Tulsa this year. There were some other suggestions that we will be looking at as far as other conventions to go to this year. We were suggested, I believe, Anime Matsuri.
Right.
Was one that we had suggested to us. Onicon was mm-hmm. another one we had suggested to us. Ikikon
was one.
Has been given to us as a potential place to go. And I know that I've heard good things about RealmsCon, which is down in Corpus Christi.
Right.
Which is a more general kind of gamers fantasy sci-fi-ish convention than it is an anime convention.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take suggestions of all kinds. I mean, it doesn't have to be an anime convention. If you find a great sci-fi convention you think we should go to, feel free to write us and let us know about it, because we may not even know about it.
Yeah, I know here I'm going to be going to a local one next month, actually. It'll be just Sci-Fi Con in Dallas, and then Dallas Comic Con's coming up in June or July, I think. So I'll be going to that one, too.
Mm-hmm. The more local they are to us, the better of a chance we can go. So, preferably if it's, you know, say within a half day's drive, we're a lot more likely to be able to go to it than if
right.
we have to fly to the other coast. Because unfortunately, plane tickets are somewhat expensive. especially
even
our
though I will be going to both coasts this year. Yay!
Val is going to be our traveling reporter.
And I'm poor again.
It's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause, and I get to be with my friends who I haven't seen in forever, so that gives me happies.
So we will again say, you know, thank you, Clinton, for writing in. Of course, we will continue to look for other conventions that we're going to go to, and we hope you still, you know, keep listening and enjoying the show. We also had Lane write in, and of course, Lane has been a listener for a long time. Lane was one of our first listeners, and he's also somebody who contributed to our podcast to help pay for our domain renewal. So again,
yay!
Thank you for that. He wrote in with some interesting things about putting together a cosplay workshop and getting power tools, because of course, you know, as you move up in the ranks of cosplay, if there are ranks in cosplay,
you can kind of go with it, yeah.
As you build more durable cosplays,
there we go.
You'll notice that you have to work with a lot more advanced materials that go up in cost significantly as well, and you usually have to use special tools to work with them. Things like WonderFlex, things like aluminum, things like resins, polyester and urethane resins. So if you want to use these things, or if you want to start using things like 3D printers or routers to actually carve out, say, a sword, you either have to go to what's called a makerspace, which is basically a giant workshop that you pay a fee to every month to be able to go and use it, or you have to build your own makerspace. You have to make your own workshop, which, yeah, I live in a tiny apartment, and I have noise regulations, so I can't actually do that. So, you know, having somebody that would have a workshop would be a really cool thing, especially as a cosplayer, because, you know, someone who builds a generic workshop may not have what I need.
Right.
Someone who's a cosplayer will know what I need and is more likely to have those sorts of tools with them. So I think it's a fantastic idea. 3D printers are becoming really big right now.
Yeah, that's the huge thing now. Between that and Pepakura, it's like craziness on the papers.
Pepakura, for those who don't know, is a program. It's a software program. You can get it for free on the internet as a sort of trialware. And you have to pay, you know, a certain fee to unlock all the features of it. But it's a little like origami.
Yeah.
And in a way, it's not. It's basically a program that takes a shape that you give it, and it breaks it down into its component parts, and then prints the pattern 2D on a piece of paper so that you can print it off the printer, and then cut and fold it to reassemble the shape in 3D. It's basically a pattern maker that goes from 3D to 2D. And it's an incredibly powerful little piece of software. I've used it many times before, and hopefully this year I'll be using it a lot more. But you have to have rendered your object into a specific 3D form first. So you have to know how to use other software like Blender to be able to use Pepakura, which is kind of a pain, unless someone else has already done it for you. For example, the guys who usually build the Halo armor.
I was going to say, if you do Halo armor, Gears of War armor.
They usually use Pepakura. And there's a lot of those files that have already been made, so you can just go ask someone and say, hey, can I get the PEP files for Halo Reach armor?
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing how easy the program is to use. And it's just so seamless. I think it's just one of those where it's very time-consuming if you've never messed with it before.
It's time-consuming even if you have. Because you have to worry about where the folds lie, your seams. Kind of like in patterning clothing, you have to worry about where your visible seams are going to be. And you have to worry about how your components are going to fit together. Because especially curves and spheres, they don't break apart very well. Even in Pepakura, when it tries to render them 2D, curves and spheres do not play nice. So it can just take a little messing with. But definitely 3D printers are becoming the in thing, especially with the price going down, for hobbyists. I think he had suggested a laser cutter.
Right.
Laser cutters are extraordinarily good for cutting curves. Because if you've ever taken scissors to any sort of material to cut really complex, tiny curves...
Or, you know, like a hot knife, or I don't know.
Yeah, I've resorted to using manicure scissors if I have really tiny curves on poster board. But that's not, you can't always, like, use, say, manicure scissors on EVA foam. It's too thick.
Right.
So laser cutters can be really good about cutting curved, ornate pieces, which, as cosplayers know, Clamp, tons of really ornate curves.
Clamp is so bad about that.
So laser cutters can be wonderful. Routers are also good, especially if you expect to work with wooden props.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Routers are basically saws that have a very thin blade that either goes up and down or runs in a circular fashion if you're using it scroll saw style. Say that three times fast.
Scroll saw style. Oh, wow. I've already jacked it up. I'm out.
Gotcha.
I'm out.
I win. But at any rate, trying to think of any other really great tools. Dremels.
Dremels are fabulous.
Having a good quality Dremel in a workshop can be your best friend because they have so many different attachments. You can even use Dremels as scroll saws. They make attachments to make them a plunge router with a Dremel. Yeah, the thing that you normally sand and engrave things with, it can be a plunge router. They have some really awesome extensions so that they become flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And flexi Dremels are really cool.
Try
power,
to get
power tools the, are awesome.
If power tools are awesome, but don't get the battery powered Dremels. I always hear really bad things about the battery powered.
Get the corded
ones.
Dremel.
Get a corded.
But also, you know, assembling a workshop is very expensive.
It is. The initial cost of it's going to be really pricey.
Yeah, if you get quality tools, which I mean, if you have to get a less than quality, I mean, if you have to get a Walmart quality tool, no offense, Walmart. If you have to get a tool like that to basically hold you off until you can afford a better one, fine. Just don't make that your permanent tool in your toolkit. Get a quality one if you can afford it. I mean, that goes for Dremels, saws, toolkits. Doesn't really mm-hmm. matter. Because you're going to use them for a long time, and you really don't want them to break at the most inopportune time. Like when you're in the middle of a project.
Hey, because that always seems to
happen.
It happens.
And actually, a scroll saw is not a bad idea for a workshop either.
Definitely not, especially since more and more people are getting, more conventions are okay with more wooden props
mm-hmm.
as of late, so
it
couldn't hurt. Softwoods, yeah.
Yeah. And the last thing I can think of for a good workshop would be a ventilation hood area. For when you work with the nasty smelling things, it's better to have an area with forced ventilation and exhaust so that you can, you know, get rid of the fumes very quickly. So it would be good to have something like that for when you work with, say, fiberglass and mm-hmm. the resin family. Other than that, I can't think of any major power tools aside from your standard screwdriver set, socket set, a good drill. Maybe an impact driver, but I can't imagine you'd need that for very much. You know,
that
just
was the thing.
Basic toolkits.
People tend to also forget about the accessories that you need, too. So you have to think about goggles, you have to think about gloves, maybe even think about getting some actual physical clamps and duct tape, little miscellaneous things that'll help out with your projects, too.
Yeah, I kind of wished I had a clamp earlier today, too.
Yeah.
When I went sawing off that stupid dowel, my sword kept going...
Yep. Been there.
Because when you cut with a knife, you're not cutting straight to the side.
No.
The knife kind of...
It does this weird little thing. And you're just
the knife goes back and forth, actually. If you look at when you cut something, it actually seriously does wobble back and forth like
it
so.
It does, yeah.
And it goes back and forth. It doesn't actually stay that way unless you have it clamped down and you have a channel.
Mm-hmm.
For straight cuts, which I unfortunately don't have, which is something that I will be getting very soon. I need a miter box. A miter box is just a box that has slits cut in it so that you can take a saw and put them into the slits, and it will hold it there so it doesn't wobble back and forth, and it will make a straight cut in whatever angle you tell it to.
Those come in handy.
Yeah, I need a miter box.
The list keeps growing.
I need a lot of things. I need sleep. I need food. I need money.
So much.
I need to be done with school.
Good luck with that.
But at any rate, Thank you again, Lane, for writing in. We appreciate it when you guys write into us, especially with really cool ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it does make me a little jealous. So I believe that completes our shout-outs for today, unless you have people you would like to shout out to.
The only person I can think of is Benny Hime. I know that she was supposed to join us today, but that didn't really happen. Hopefully we can reschedule it, because it was a good topic, and I thought it would be really cool to discuss. So much stuff. That's okay. There will be another time. Not to worry.
Oh, did you want to mention the King of Nerds, in case people want
to see
it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've already posted this on our Facebook page, and I'm sure I'll splash it up again because it makes me giggle in so many ways, but it's so awesome. There's a new show on TBS called King of Nerds, and it's basically they pit a bunch of nerds against each other to become the king of them all. Hooray! And they get to sit on the throne of games. Yeah. Awesome. Actually, a cool-looking throne. I kind of want the throne. But next episode that will be airing on Thursday, it should be at 9 p.m. Central Time. Double check, though, because it might be different in your area.
They're having a special... Drops.
Huh?
It will have passed by the time it starts. Well, but they can go and catch it online.
You can catch it online because they have all episodes online. It's TBS.
Right.
Anyway, it's supposed to be a cosplay dedicated episode with Yaya Han as a special guest judge, as well as George Takei. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, my.
I've got a picture of the two of them together already up on our Facebook page, and it makes me smile so much. She's in her Chun-Li outfit, and there he is. He's like, what's up, guys?
It works. The more we can get cosplay into the public square where people don't think we're freaks, all the better.
And you know what, the quote-unquote nerds, because you know how these reality shows work, they always try to get the people that are the super extremes of what they really are. Some of these guys and girls are actually pretty normal and pretty down to earth, which is nice to see. It's like, we're not all complete weirdos. We have lives outside of our nerdums. Some of them have really cool jobs, too. One of them is, I can't pronounce her name for the life of me, but she's only 26 years old. She got her PhD when she was like 20. She works for NASA basically as the Men in Black. Her entire job is to watch for alien life at NASA.
How awesome. Sweet. Is that?
I want that job. Oh my god. Cosplay in the public.
Insert here Katy Perry song Extraterrestrial.
Oh, I don't think I can use
sing
that
it.
One.
I will not sing it.
We're in such a singing mood already.
At any rate, I believe that will do it for this episode. So we will sign off for this episode 28. Please remember to go to iTunes to rate and review us. Keep writing into us. We love it. We hope you continue to listen, and we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.